I'm joined here by the Bundoran manager, Cathal Corey. His team have beaten Termin by 1 point after extra time, and they are safe in the Senior Football Championship for another year. Cathal, how does that one feel?
Oh, it was Ryan. It's great. I suppose it was coming up to his last 4 or 5 weeks. I've never been involved in football in a championship at relegation level, where every time you lose a game, you have to go again. You know, and it's tough. And like, we had a lot of players missing, a lot of players injured and things like that there. We just kept battling away. It was hard to go back to training after getting beat, and hard to go back the following week after getting beat again. But the boys came out here tonight and they gave us a massive shift tonight. You know, went till extra time and we just soldiered away the whole time, and Termin played their part in what was a good game of football. And, you know, you'd feel sorry for Termin there. Jeez, their lads give everything to Termin tonight.
It was a tough battle, a good first half. Your team were 2 points down, and then Termin got a goal after 17 seconds in the second half, and you must have been worried then.
We probably talked about everything in the dressing room at half time, only conceding a goal in the first, you know, as you say, 17 seconds. But, you know, it's better coming there than coming at the end, you know, there too. At least when it comes in, we've still plenty of time to work out. But Termin was brilliant. But just at the very end, Matty Duffy makes a tackle in the corner here, and he broke the ball out, and we got up the field and got the equalising point. And it's probably Matty's tackle that's the reason, you know, we win this game tonight.
Yeah, your fitness really came to the fore in the extra time. Like, you had to dig deep. The boys had to go to the well, and they got the scores they needed.
Sometimes you don't know if it's fitness or thickness, but they did keep going. Like, we took Alan Russell out there for a wee bit the last 10 minutes there. Well, just 5 minutes before the half time and extra time, and he started to pick up ball, and he's a good player, and he kept the ball well, and he run it, and he got it to Paul Brennan, and Paul kicked his 2 or 3 great scores there. Jeez, I was glad to see them going over the bar.
Yeah, it was a massive shift from Paul Brennan, because I suppose he was closely marshalled for much of that game, but he really grabbed it by the scruff of the neck in extra time.
I really did. Like, Paul, I suppose when he plays, he's always one of the men at that position with target, and rightly so. And he doesn't get a wide pile of room in the football field, and I suppose he's played a different role with us than he plays with the county, you know. And he was brilliant tonight. He just got forward and he kept his composure and he kicked it over the bar. But all the lads, like, from goalkeeper right to, were brilliant tonight, and I'm delighted for them, you know.
Yeah, and it was a tough championship from Bundoran. Obviously Jamie Brennan wasn't playing, and there was other injuries. You know, can this team now push on and you know, push on in the Senior Championship next season?
It's a messy year, you know, with the COVID and stuff that got there. You know, we didn't probably really get the pre-season done that needed to get done, but they'll have learned a lot from this wee run too, you know. And like, it might be a championship relegation, but it's still championship type football, you know. And like, we end up now having played 5 or 6 championship matches this year. I know we weren't in a county final, but it's a lot of championship football to get the experience of playing, and you know, nothing brings you on like the championship matches.
Yeah, and finally, I have to ask you before you go, as a former Leave Connell manager, who's going to win the county final tomorrow?
Just before I go that there, I just want to say Christy Keeney, that is part of our backroom team, and James Keeney, who had been a fantastic player for Bundoran all his life, and their whole family, lost their granny this evening, and Christy couldn't be here, so we just want to let them know we're all thinking of them, and we've done that for his granny tonight. The match tomorrow, Leave Connell's going great, you know. Like, Martin Regan, he's in there and he's this big panel, and they're great lads and they love their football, and the whole parish backs them till the hilt. Maybe one concern he has, maybe playing all the football and maybe not just killing teams off, but I'm sure they'll have addressed that. Unions will come, you know, they have a couple of great forwards, and they'll, you know, they'll be hard team to beat, but hopefully Niamh Connell can make it 3 in a row. I know how hard them lads work up there, you know, Marty Boyle and Big Leo and Wade and Anthony Thompson and them lads have given their life to this team, and they've played some football. Like, a lot of them lads played a county final in 2005, and they're still going out tomorrow in a county final, and I wish them all the best, and I hope they get their 3 in a row.